This is St. Louis Public Radio. Tonight, a St. Louis theater company will open a show by playwright Lin-Manuel Miranda. No, it's not Hamilton, although of course that's what Miranda is known for. 21 Chump Street is an earlier, shorter musical, but still has those hallmarks: hip-hop, social issues, and moral questions. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports that the RS Theatrics presentation is inspired by a real-life incident involving a teenager in love and a drug sting.
A few years ago, Justin LaBoy was an 18-year-old honor student. On a 2012 episode of the public radio show, This American Life, he talks about how he fell for a new student in his Palm Beach, Florida high school.
And then I just got really close to her. I got attached real quick.
The new girl, who said her name was Naomi Rodriguez, asked Justin to get her some marijuana. Turns out, she's an undercover cop. The dramatic true story hooked Christina Rios, founder and artistic director of RS Theatrics, so she pursued the rights to Lin-Manuel Miranda's one-act musical based on the story, 21 Chump Street, a reference to the old TV show, 21 Jump Street. The answer was yes.
All right, 20-second countdown!
The set is a few desks and some lockers. Naomi walks in, confident and mature.
What the heck I gotta do to be with you?
What Justin ends up doing is getting Naomi the pot she asked for. No spoilers here. A narrator makes sure theatergoers know what Justin can't see. Kelvin Erday plays the role of Justin.
The problem with, like, first love is that it blinds you from everything else that's going on.
Natasha Toro plays Naomi.
It doesn't look good on her part morally, but at the same time, when you're working and you're trying to get a job done, sometimes it's whatever you got to do to get it done.
Toro knows it may be difficult for audiences to like her character, especially when she browbeats Justin into closing the deal.
There's only one last thing you need to do for me. Take the money.
The question you're left with is, does the effort to keep drugs out of schools justify entrapment? Producer Rios hopes audiences will debate the issue long after the curtain comes down. She also hopes local Latinos will be validated by seeing themselves on stage.
For years, I have watched myself being portrayed by people who don't look like me.
Rios will bring a much bigger cast of Latinos on stage next year when RS Theatrics presents another full-length Miranda play.
That was abuela. She's not really my abuela, but she practically raised me this corner.
In the Heights is about a mostly Dominican-American New York City neighborhood. The play's getting more attention now that there's another Miranda play that everyone wants to see. But Rios and her small theater company have no designs on ever producing Hamilton, although she'd love to see it in St. Louis. She'll never forget how after she saw the blockbuster in New York, another young Latina woman approached her. She was amazed that a stage filled with people of color could so completely captivate a mainstream audience.
She took my hand and she said, "Did you ever think?" And I said, "No." And that's what art can do. I mean, it can change your entire life.
Rios has no illusions that 21 Chump Street will have anywhere near that kind of impact. She does hope it draws a few people who would ordinarily never see a play. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.